Hello, good evening. I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Phoenix. I am not selling anything and I will not ask you for a donation. May I please speak with Shannon Wolf?
This is she.
Thank you. And first of all, do you currently live in Phoenix, Arizona?
Yes.
And generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off on the wrong track in general?
Right direction.
Right direction. And now I would like to ask you some questions about the Lavin area of Phoenix. This area lies south of Salt River, north of South Mountain Park, west of 27th Avenue, and east of the Gila River Indian Community. Going forward, I'm going to refer to this area as Lavin. Is that definition clear, or do you need me to read where the Lavin area is again?
That is clear.
Okay. And now, in what year were you born? Just to make sure we have a representative sample.
79.
Thank you. And are you rich anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent? Yes or no?
No.
And do you consider yourself to be white, African-American, or black, Hispanic, or Latino, Asian, or Pacific Islander, multiracial, or another race not listed?
Black.
Thank you. Overall, how would you describe the quality of life in Lavin? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Just fair.
Okay. And next, I'm going to read you a list of things that people say will improve the quality of life in Lavin. Please rate each item on a scale of 1 to 5. 1 means that it will do very little to improve the quality of life, and 5 means it will do a lot to improve the quality of life. You can use any number from 1 to 5, and the higher the number, the more it will improve the quality of life in Lavin. The first one is better public transportation options. From 1 to 5?
1.
Better street and road maintenance?
5.
More good paying jobs? From 1 to 5?
3.
More parks and recreational opportunities?
5.
More affordable housing options to rent or buy?
4.
4. More dining and entertainment options?
5.
5. And the last one, more shops and retail stores or commercial space for businesses?
5.
5. Thank you so much. And now, in terms of your job status, are you employed, unemployed, but looking for work, retired, student, or a homemaker?
Employed.
Thank you. And thinking about businesses in your area, would you say that there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of businesses that employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Lavin? Too many, too few, or about the right amount?
Too few.
And would you say that there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trade, warehouses, retail, and restaurants in Lavin?
The right amount.
Okay. And thinking about commercial development, I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of stores and businesses. For each one, please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of that kind of business in Lavin. The first one, would you like to see more restaurants, bars, and entertainment venues?
Yes.
And is that yes strongly or just somewhat?
Oh, strongly. I'm sorry, strongly, is it 1 to 5?
Yes. And the next one, dollar stores and discount chains? Yes, strongly, somewhat, or no?
No.
Doctor offices and hospitals?
Yes, strongly.
Okay. Grocery stores and supermarkets?
Yes.
Strongly or just somewhat? Sorry.
Just somewhat. Mm-hmm.
Just somewhat. And home goods stores and other retail stores like Target?
Strongly, yes.
Okay. And now, in your own words, what type of stores and businesses would you most like to see more in Lavin?
Department stores, big department store, yeah.
And anything else? Restaurants or?
Police station.
Okay. Thank you. Let me record that very fast. Thank you. And switching gears a bit, and we're almost done with the survey. Thank you so much for your kindness to help us. How much of a problem is housing affordability in Labin? That is to say, how much it costs to buy or rent a home. Is housing affordability a very big problem, fairly, moderate, a slight problem, or not a problem at all?
It is a problem.
Yeah, a very big problem, or just fairly, or a moderate?
Very big.
And how much of a problem is the availability of housing in Labin? That is to say, the number of houses, condominiums, or apartments that are available to buy or rent. It's a very big problem, fairly, moderate, slight problem, or not a problem at all?
Moderate.
Thank you. And still thinking about residential development, I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of housing, and please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of that kind of housing in Labin. The first one, townhouses or attached homes. Yes, strongly, somewhat, or no?
Yes, strongly.
Multifamily housing like apartments or condominiums?
Yes, strongly.
Housing options for seniors?
Yes, strongly.
And single family detached homes?
Yes, strongly.
And how long have you lived in Phoenix? Less than 5 years, 5 to 10, 11 to 20 years, or more than 20 years?
Five to ten?
5 to 10 or 11 to 20?
11 to 20.
Thank you. And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
Own.
And lastly, this is basically the last part of the survey. Again, thank you for your patience and for your time. I'm going to read you some proposals to address housing costs and options in Labin, and please tell me whether you favor or oppose each one. The first proposal is to repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing. Do you strongly favor, somewhat favor, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Strongly favor.
Okay. Change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings. Strongly favor, somewhat, or oppose?
I'm sorry, what was the first part of the question?
Yeah, sorry. Change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings.
Oh, strongly favor.
Okay. The next one, change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more condominium buildings.
Somewhat
favor. Or somewhat opposed, sorry.
Somewhat favor.
Somewhat favor. And the last three, change zoning laws to allow a mix of single-family homes, townhouses, and apartments and condominiums in the same neighborhood.
Strongly favor.
Repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing. Strongly favor, somewhat favor, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Somewhat favor.
And the last one, change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more multifamily housing like townhomes, duplexes, and triplexes.
Somewhat favor.
Somewhat favor. And the last three questions for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of school that you have completed?
Bachelor's degree.
Thank you. And what is your annual household income? Just stop me when I get the right amount, please. Less than $25,000, $25,000 to $50,000, $50,000 to $75,000, $75,000 to $100,000, $100,000 to $125,000, or more than $125,000?
I think it was $90,000 to $100,000.
Okay. $75,000 to $100,000, is that okay?
$75,000 to $100,000, mm-hmm.
Thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Shannon.
Shannon. Okay, this concludes our survey, and thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important for us, and thanks again for your help. Have a great night.
No problem. You too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.